Welcome back to Talk of the Town on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, on WHTC.com, and on the WHTC app for your smartphone. Once again, here's your host, Gary Stevens.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town for this Wednesday, March the 20th. It is the first day of spring, which means we can definitely welcome this man back on a regular basis. He is the head of the Ottawa County Sheriff's Department's Marine Units, Sheriff Sergeant John Nutt, on the other side of our table. John, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Gary. It's great to be here. These seasons are going by fast.
You got a question for John. He'll be happy to answer it. 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. One season I don't think we had this year, ice fishing season.
No, that was non-existent. I missed out on it too, you know, and usually we go up north and go fishing and didn't even get a chance to do that.
Couldn't do it around here.
No.
It was a little too warm.
Yeah.
The global warming people are all up in arms, but the fish will still be, jumping go get your yummy walleyes and
that's starting too right now.
So. Yeah, that's that time of year.
Yeah.
But we'll talk a little bit about boating safety, especially in the spring, dealing with a little bit of high water, which will be the case. And again, if you have a question for Sergeant Knott, 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. First of all, let's get to a dated subject as the Ottawa County Citizens Police Academy. The application process will begin at 6 o'clock tonight, March 20th. It'll be sessions from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Thursdays from May 2nd through the 27th, but it's only limited to 25 citizens. So therefore, it feels like a rock concert there, John. The ticket window opens at 6 by 6:20, sold out. I'm sorry, that's what's going to happen.
It's a fantastic program. My counterpart, Sergeant Ryan DeVries, runs that. He does a good job on that. It's a great opportunity for the public to essentially learn what we do. They go through everything from, they see every aspect of our job, basically, even the courts.
Here are the criteria. Got to be at least 18, live or work in Ottawa County, no misdemeanor arrest within 1 year of the application, no prior felony arrest, period, and let's put it this way, don't plan any vacations. You agree not to miss more than one session.
Yeah, there's a lot of logistics that go on there. Like I said, Sergeant Ryan DeVries works very hard to make sure that we have instructors, material, and equipment that for the academy students to see. So it's very important that we don't miss some of those classes.
Now, real quick, and again, I'm asking you as a representative of the department, although you are not directly involved, will those people in the academy see a little bit of what the Marine unit does?
Yes, they absolutely do. We do have a day scheduled where we take them to our equipment facilities. We pull out a lot of equipment. They get to go through, see a lot of the robots for the like dive team. We display some of the boats as well.
If you got a question for Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant John Knott, 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. One other thing, and you mentioned equipment. This Saturday, Michigan Shipwreck Research Association is holding its annual fundraiser, Mysteries and Histories Beneath the Inland Seas, beginning at 7 through 9:30. MichiganShipwrecks.org if you want more information, and tickets, $20. Thank you, Craig Ridge. But some of the equipment that they use to try to spot shipwrecks, your department uses. I'm not disparaging what they look for, but you use it a little bit more importantly, trying to find people that might have went under.
Absolutely. We have, we use a side scan sonar. What that is it looks like a torpedo. If you've watched any oceanography shows or like on some of the scientific channels on your TV or whatnot, you'll see these people, these scientists, they pull what looks like a torpedo on a big spool of cable. That spool of cable is hundreds of feet long. And what we do is we put that torpedo in the water. We put it out. We try to get it about 10 to 15 feet off the bottom, depending on the depth of the lake. Sometimes it's only 5 feet off the bottom. And we go back and forth. And basically what that torpedo is doing is mapping out the whole bottom of the body of water we're on, whether it be Lake Michigan, Lake Mackitawa, Spring Lake, or whatever. And all that information gets transferred back to a computer that's on board our boat. So we have a diver on the boat just staring constantly at that computer screen. He's getting seasick. The boat's rocking back and forth. We have a couple divers on there as well. But he is just looking for any oddity on the bottom of the water
bottom of the lake.
Bottom of the lake. Thank you. Can't talk today. And if we see anything interesting, we'll mark that. It's all GPS. We can actually reverse the feed on that computer screen, and we can go back in time and look. Okay, we missed it. This is where it is. We'll mark it. We'll run it over a couple times. If it appears to be the object that we're looking for on the bottom of the lake, we'll come back there. We'll have another team on another boat with our remotely operated vehicle, which is a little robot. That's also on a large spool of cable. If you've ever played video games or whatnot, you know, some of our younger personnel that are on the dive team, they can maneuver that robot very well and actually stack cones underwater with it. But we'll send that down. That also has side scans sonar. It's actually more front-facing sonar with a camera as well attached to it. Also goes back to a camera computer screen, and he'll fly that, or he or she will fly that robot right to the object that we're looking for, and we can explore it further. The robot actually has attachments on it, so many times we don't even have to send a diver down to inspect it. We can pick the object up right with the robot itself and bring it to the surface.
And this really is for really searches within on Lake Michigan. It really doesn't, you really don't need it, I don't think, on the rivers unless, you know, you're near the mouth of the, you know, the Grand River in Grand Haven, maybe.
Well, we've actually used it on Lake Mackitawa, Spring Lake, many of the rivers. We helped out in Kalamazoo on the Kalamazoo River when they had a person go missing. We spent all day with our side scan sonar there as well. We can use that anywhere, really.
Okay, I just didn't know whether or not it's really more for deeper searches.
With this is too. It, you know, when we have these robots and stuff, they're expensive, but they're not a human being. If we lose a robot on the bottom, like I have some explaining to do, but we didn't lose a diver. The robot can function as long as we have power and go 24/7. A diver can only dive down, you know, for 25 minutes at a time typically, and they get tired. So it's a safety issue. These we've used them quite a bit. We've helped a lot of people with these, a lot of families with the technology that the county's given us. And like I said, it's a safety issue. You know, we don't, the conditions that we dive in, it's turbulent. There's full of snags, rocks. Half the time you can't see your hand in front of your face, depending on what body of water you're going in. So if I have to choose between a diver or a piece of equipment to send down, I'm going to put a piece of equipment. Obviously, sometimes we have to put a diver down, but if we can do it with a piece of equipment or a robot and do it safely that way, it's a no-brainer.
It's basically a case of if you're looking for something, use the robot. Once you spot something, then use a diver to go get it.
And that's if we can't, you know, many times we can recover right with the robot, and we don't even have to send a diver down.
616-395-1450. If you have a question for Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant John Knott, 616-395-1450. Talk a little bit now about some of the hazards of water at this particular time of year as we begin spring. Yes, we didn't get a lot of snow, but we still have to be concerned about high water levels, especially on the rivers heading into Lake Michigan.
Yeah. You know, especially this time of year, we're going to get a lot of rains. Typically, we have those rains with snow melt, so we have the rivers usually are at this time of year bursting its banks. And not say that we're not going to have that. You know, if we have a heavy rain, sometimes the ground gets saturated, and after a couple days after the rain, the lakes and rivers are flowing like Colorado River style flowing. Stay out of them. Don't go near them. For one, you know, they're not like Colorado River when you go kayaking down them or tubing or whatever you want to do. Water's nasty. You're dealing with a lot of farm runoff. Chemicals are in the water. You know, there's raw sewage in the water. for one, just for that reason alone, stay out of it. Don't touch it. Two, when you have those high river or high waters, it brings down a lot of debris, a lot of log jams. Log jams that weren't there are now there. Most of the time when you're dealing with that high water, you can't see 3 inches into the water. So you have no clue what's below you. Once you get in, you might get snagged in a log jam and you're going to go missing. Don't do it. Don't be that. Don't be a victim. Don't, you know, and when you do that, what it causes, you know, we're going to come out and try to rescue you, but you're putting a lot of people in danger as well because they're going to do everything it takes to get you out of that water. But don't be a victim. Stay away from that water. Rivers are constantly changing. It's fluid, you know, no pun intended there. But don't be a victim. Stay away from that water when it's raging.
Not only dealing with the higher water levels, but as we are getting into storm season now, sometimes, especially in the, because we're on the western shore of Lake Michigan, and a lot of times storms are late afternoon. Sometimes you, for our photography friends, the shots of the waves crashing against the piers, or in Grand Haven, or here in Holland, or down in South Haven, great photo opportunities. But you know, sometimes maybe it's better to have that telephoto lens than trying to get that close up action on your smartphone.
Yeah, stay up when you see those waves crashing over the pier. Stay off the pier, please. Watch it from the beach or the parking lot. There's good views there as well. It doesn't take much. The pier gets very slippery, and you're not going to be able to stand up with a huge wave crashing on you. It's going to take you off. It's going to either put you on the ground or it's going to suck you right down into the water, and you're not going to be able to swim out of there. It's just not going to happen.
And even though we don't have the red flag or the yellow flags when we have the beach season, rip currents are still an issue, even for those who want to venture out with the wetsuits.
Yep.
And windsurf and stuff like that, because that's, you know, I hate to say it, but that's a hobby people like to do far beyond just the beach and boating season.
Oh, yeah. You know, and typically our surfers and windsurfers and kite surfers, they do a pretty good job. Most of them are wearing, they know how to handle it, but still, I can't imagine, you know, going out there in 10 foot waves. It's that current is just, it's huge. So don't be careful. Please be careful.
If you have a question for Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant John Knott, he'll be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Let me bring this up with you as a law enforcement first responder, a professional. We do have the biannual warning coming from the state police today at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I think it's 1 o'clock this afternoon. Statewide, they're going to test the emergency sirens. Emergency alert system is going to be activated. We're going to have, you know, CBS News is going to be interrupted for a little bit, but this is a good time to get your preparations ready for storm season. Even if you might not have a boat, but you know. For us landlubbers, it's a good thing to remember, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You always want to be prepared. You never know how long you're going to be out with power. Stay attention. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to the weather. Make sure you have a good stock of water and food, batteries, whatever you need to have. You know, we just had time change, too. Make sure you're checking your batteries and your smoke detectors as well.
I know this is more of a question for emergency manager Lou Hunt, but then again, he's the county emergency manager. If he says all hands on deck, all hands on deck. In your case, being a member of the sheriff's department, if there is a storm situation, is it basically all deputies and sergeants ready at a moment's notice? Because you never know whether or not you have to deal with tornadoes or deal with high water, which we had a few years ago. You know, it's an emergency situation, isn't it?
Yeah. If we have like a disaster hits, the county does have an all call where we would be putting additional staff on duty to help deal with the issues and help people out.
Okay. 616-395-1450. If you have a question for Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant John Knott, he is head of the Marine and unit here with the county, 616-395-1450. As a boater yourself, we talk about this at the end of the year, boating season, sort of getting the boat dry docked, maybe shrink wrapped, and ready to store for the winter. Now it's time to open the shrink wrap to get the boat back into the waters. No, now wet dock it instead of dry dock it. What do you do in terms of some things that maybe boaters need to do to get your vessel ready for the boating season after having it stored in the winter? You think it's, nothing's going to happen to it. Things do happen, don't they?
Yeah, especially in a winter like this where you had constant freezing and melting all through the year. You know, things might have cracked in your boat. Animals might have taken homes inside your boat, which happens regularly. So there's a lot of things that you got to check out. For one, make sure your registration is good. Your registration, a lot of good chance that your registration has expired, so make sure you get that renewed. Go through all your wiring. Make sure all your wires intact. Make sure rodents haven't chewed through those. Your batteries, it's time to reinstall those batteries. Make sure they're all charged up. Through all your pumps, it's a good time to run your engine. Get a set of, we call them earmuffs. You can buy them at most sporting goods stores or a marina or whatnot. Hook them up to the garden hose and make sure your engine's running. And go through all your life-saving equipment. Flares expire regularly. So make sure you have flares on your boat that are in working order. They're not expired. Look at your life jackets. They don't typically expire, but they might have mold on it. They might be torn. Now is a good time to replace those. Get new ones. Get your throwables on board, all your PFDs. Make sure your pumps are working, your bilge pumps. A lot of issues, too, with like inboard engines on boats. A lot of times when you winterize those, they can disconnect several main, I'm not mechanically inclined, but there's some main pipes that they disconnect. And when you put your boat in the water and you start your engines, instead of sucking water, they're pumping water into your boat. And we've had incidents in the past. Last year we had a couple where boats almost sank because of that pipe was disconnected. And now they're pumping an extraordinary amount of water into the boat, and the boat bilge just can't keep up. And when you put throttle down, thinking that you're going to make sure, it's just pumping more water into the boat. So go through your engine components. Go through everything. You don't want to be stranded on the boat. Or stranded on the lake. You don't want to be at the boat ramp. I've seen that every time I go to the boat ramp. I see a boat sitting there with guys that are trying to charge up the batteries. They're trying to jump the boat, and they're just sitting on a dock, and their day's done, especially if they drove 3 hours to the east side of the state to go fishing or something like that. You don't want to be that person. Don't ruin your day. Take good preparations before you go out.
John, we talked a little earlier. In fact, we began our discussion with the Ottawa County Sheriff's Department's Citizens Police Academy. The sign-up begins at 6 o'clock tonight through the My Ottawa website, and there'll be more on that. But there's also a Marine Academy coming up that you'll be right in the middle of, too.
Absolutely. So the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office hosts the Marine Academy for the state of Michigan, basically. So if municipalities, counties, whatnot have a Marine division and they have new Marine deputies, they have to send them to a 40-hour Marine Academy. Most of these deputies are coming in as part-time. They're not MCOL. They're not state-certified MCOLs police officers, so the state makes them go through some kind of academy. The DNR used to hold that academy. They no longer do. Now the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office has taken over that responsibility of hosting that academy. So in April, usually last week of April or so, we have a 40-hour academy held right here in Holland Township. One of the days we'll be out on Lake Mankatawa doing like our scenario day. We'll have several agencies that help out, multiple boats on the water. So you'll see a bunch of police boats, sheriff's boats out there just kind of doing maneuvers, whatnot, just practicing. Everything we range from is from teaching law classes to search and rescue type stuff to boat handling and anything in between. Typically we have 75 students, and they range from, they're coming from anywhere from Escanaba to Murnau and everywhere in between. So it's kind of fascinating. You get to see intermingle with a bunch of different agencies, a lot of different departments, and it's good. Very good outreach for us, too.
What's the one thing, and you've been through a few of these, what's the one thing perhaps or certain things that some of the newbies, for lack of a better term, they say, I didn't realize that until they go to the academy and they realize certain things could happen, and that's part of the job.
That is part of the job. You know, a lot of interacting with the public, a lot of different laws that, you know, people just assume this law is this way, but it actually, you know, especially like slow and awake type laws, people don't realize some of those laws don't apply to rivers and channels as far as making awake. People don't realize everything that Marine Divisions are involved in, especially like livery inspection. So we inspect all the, you know, rental facilities in Ottawa County, and that's the responsibility for each county is to do livery inspections. That's got to be done by May. So that's just one little thing, and there's so many other little things that have to do with Marine Division or policing on the water, and it's eye-opening for a lot of new guys.
One other thing, too, and it just came to my mind as you were talking about some of the things that might be a part of being a member of the Marine unit. Yes, I believe there are medical boats that do come out, but a lot of times you and other members of the Marine unit basically are first responders, and you have to respond to a medical emergency just as much as it would be, say, a policing situation. You got to administer first aid right off the bat, be it trying to recover somebody who might have, you know, be a drowning victim, or if somebody has a heart condition, get the defibrillator out. You guys got to do it. You're not going to have the ambulance there right away.
So 90% of the time, we're going to be the first on scene, you know, just because we're there. If we have boats on the water, we're going to respond. The only time we wouldn't respond, if it's Lake Michigan, there's 6-foot rollers out there. We just physically can't get out there. The Marine Division would be first on scene. We'd be making decisions real quickly whether we can treat there or, you know, most 90. We're going to take them back to shore. We're going to find a safe place for them and transfer them to an ambulance, paramedic that might be on shore. So we have to coordinate with the shore units, ambulances, fire departments, and we got to get them to safety, get them help.
Do you have to go to certain spots, say, if an aeromed situation is necessary?
Yep. So the fire department would be responsible for you know, making like a landing zone. They would tell us where to go. Most of the time, we're going to be coordinating with the fire department where they want us to come in. You know, if we have to use a marina or we have to use somebody's private dock, we're going to do that. That's just what it is.
And most of the municipalities that have a water presence, their fire department's pretty, you know, they work hand in glove with you guys.
Absolutely, yeah. They'll be out there right with us, too.
Yeah, at the time that the incident does occur. I'm just thinking about emergencies that are not, you know, that are, nobody could prepare. I mean, nobody knows when, you know, the ticker starts going underneath
that. It's not even that. You might have, there's a lot of things, you know, a lot of slip and fall accidents happen on the water. Boats are slippery. You know, you might get a prop strike. Somebody swimming in the water gets hit by their prop. That happened many times in Chicago in the last couple of years at their party coats and whatnot, and it never turns out well. We have missing kids that go out on the beach. So we might be out there searching the beach or going along the shoreline looking for kids or whatnot. You never know what you're going to be responding to. Every day's something different.
More information about the Ottawa County Sheriff's Department's Marine Unit available online through the website at myottawa.org. That is myottawa.org. Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant John Knott, thank you very much for joining us and giving us the early word. Mike, I'm trying to make it down to see you guys in action with the Academy. But if all goes well, we'll talk again in the month of April, if not month of May.
Sounds good, Gary. Thank you for having me here today.
Thank you very much, Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant John Knott on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.